Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me today as we're going to take a look at the astrological energies from September 2nd through the 9th. The month of September just began with that beautiful Pisces full moon, and now we move into a month that has a lot of potentials, a lot of stabilizing influence, and the ability to open you up to what you haven't been able to access previously in 2020. So we'll be going through the astrology over this next week, as always, and I'm doing things a little bit differently in today's show, so I want to give you a heads up. There will not be a Monday podcast on September 7th because I'm going to be traveling, so the Monday podcast will resume on September 14th. However, I woke up with very strong guidance to share with you more about some channeled messages around the energies of addiction, and I was getting some really clear visual. Some very strong understandings of what I can share with you today. And then on September 14th, I'll do a channeled show about addictions and how it relates to your Pluto energy in your chart, your natal Pluto. And the energy of addiction is very important to understand, not only for our own lives and where we can be unconsciously addicted to something or someone or an experience, a substance, etc., but it's usually a big part of a soul's journey of healing. And they've shown it to me as energies that have accumulated across multiple timelines, multiple lifetimes. And when you reach a certain level of consciousness, there can be a desire to really deeply heal whatever that energy may be for you. So if you're interested in this topic, I'm going to talk about it after I go through this week's astrology, and then we'll do a full show on it on September 14th. So as September begins, it's important to be aware of what is coming up for you that's very clear. There is a clarity this month around perhaps many areas of your life that are showing you what matters to you, what is significant, what has value, what is important, what is a priority. And this is a month where you're being asked to make some very clear commitments to what you want to build, what you want to grow, nourish, develop, and to have a sense of trust in what is possible regardless of what's happened previously. It can be easy to think something's not going to happen because it hasn't happened yet, or that there's something that you really want, but how is it going to come about? How are you going to make it happen? The hows are Virgo words and Virgo thoughts. We currently still have Mercury and the Sun in Virgo, and we're drawn to understanding how to create a solution, how to solve a problem, how to cross a bridge or get from point A to point B. And part of September is going to help connect these dots, create a bridge, and show you some possibilities and potentials for making something happen. Now, this is very interesting when you combine this energy with the upcoming Mars retrograde. Mars stations retrograde on September 9th. And I'm just going to jump in and talk about this energy because of how strong it can be felt, especially in your chart where you have 28 degrees of Aries. So Mars is reaching 28 degrees of Aries and stopping to retrograde back all the way to about 15 degrees of Aries until November, specifically November 14th. So 2 months of this Aries retrograde, meaning Mars and Aries retrograde. And what's important about this is that the lower energies of Aries haven't matured. They're the undeveloped parts of ourselves. They're based in our ego, based in our immediate needs, based in the parts of us that say, I want what I want and I want it now. And this Mars and Aries retrograde feels beneficial for the long-term developments that you want, because there is energy of developing, building, creating this month with the very strong earth energies that are showing up throughout September. So we have physical developments really taking off in some manner, but a part of our ego is being slowed down. And I did some shows for you on this Mars in Aries energies. Those are two podcasts, part one and part two, that you could listen to again if you want to understand this more or if this really applies to you, meaning you have strong Aries in your chart or you have a significant area of your chart that's undergoing this transit. Essentially, our ego, an impulsive, impatient self, is being asked to step back and to see a bigger picture, to see something else that's forming, that's actually truer, more stable, and really worth the growth development process. So it's a very interesting mix of energies here because you can feel impatient, you can feel so ready for something, and yet it's not quite happening yet. There's more that needs to connect, there needs to be more that forms and develops, but there are things that are showing up that give us a sense of trust, trust in a process. But this month, there's something you're going to see. And again, that's related to the strong earth signs. So if you can keep your immediate desires on the back burner, which is not what Mars in Aries ever wants to do, but if you can trust that, temper it and tame it, something comes together without the interference of our egos. And that's where there's true stability. And there's something that is going to be beneficial for the long term. Now, when a planet is beginning its retrograde phase and it's preparing to station retrograde, that planet can get a little bit stronger and louder. So over this next week, it could be really clear to you what you want. It could be very evident. You could just feel it. You feel it in your gut. You feel it in your emotional body. You feel it in a very powerful way that you can't ignore. And it's giving you a very clear message about what is calling to you now. And I feel this as part of a reformed or even recalibrated root chakra energy, where that root chakra, which is connected to our safety and survival, it's connected to fight or flight, it's connected to the parts of ourselves that we didn't realize we needed to heal. Something has really shifted in that. And I feel the shift strongly happened with the Leo energies of that 8-8 Lionsgate portal and that Leo new moon that was conjunct the same point as the total solar eclipse in Leo from August 2017. So there's something over the past 3 years that you've been healing, aware of, working on. It's been very evident to you, and it could be so many different areas of your life, but I feel like it relates to something in your heart, something in the relationship energies, perhaps in the masculine, feminine energies that you are carrying and embracing and what had to be recalibrated. All of that has really shifted, and yet there's something that can't move forward just yet. It's a bit about staying in the waiting room and maybe tapping your foot impatiently in that waiting room, but there's a reason for it, and we don't always know that reason right now. So one way to direct or redirect this energy is to focus on something that matters to you that's correlated to these earth signs that are here to work. This month, they're working on an area of your life that is being renovated, that is ready to grow and develop. And it's very clear. Again, there's something about September where clarity is coming in. Clarity about what you want in your life next, especially going into 2021. Clarity about what is in your heart. Clarity about a purpose. Clarity about what matters to you in your daily experiences. It could be anything else, but there's something about clarity that's really important right now. And this does pertain to the Virgo energies because Virgo sees things that others don't see. Virgo is the energy of that fixer and the problem solver. And it's a bit like someone walking into your kitchen and looking at your pantry and saying, you know, you could organize that in a more efficient manner. And I'm speaking from experience. I have no Virgo in my chart. I have nothing in my sixth house. This energy is not my strength. So I have people in my life who have Virgo energy, and they like help Molly out with things that I don't see. And so they come in and look at the pantry and say, well, if you did this or this, or if you bought this organization system, if you, you know, sorted things over here, if you put this on a shelf, if you did this, like that would all be more efficient. It would improve the space. It would organize it better. Virgo energy sees things that others don't see, and they see what can be improved, what can be solved, what can be used more efficiently. And this is such a gift to our everyday life. And there is something here over this next week that you may see that you didn't see at all, and you realize what you're ready to shift, and it happens in a smoother, easier fashion. And so that does pertain to this energy in September, where there are openings to new solutions, new potentials, new probabilities and possibilities that happen in a way that bring you to a faster resolution or solution. And it can certainly help with any projects, errands, things you need to take care of that you haven't done yet, that you just didn't have time for or it wasn't important. Now it will be evident to you, okay, I've got to take the car in to get this whatever checked out, or I need to take care of this part of my life, or schedule certain appointments, or, you know, just take care of anything that before maybe it felt too heavy, or you weren't ready, or there was just no time. Now there's time, and there's even energy to be very productive. This is a very productive month, and I think that even though Mars is in retrograde, it's going to help us with the timing and pace of life, whereas that Mars in Aries wants to just take off and go fast. Again, there's a tempering. There's a sense of, okay, today I only have to do so much, or right now I only need to take care of what's in the moment, or only take care of this one thing in front of me. This can also help with letting go of things that are out of your control, because there's that trust in, I can only do so much, or I can only take care of this, this, and this right now, and that's enough. I don't have to push it or force it, and I don't have to speed through to the next place, because that Mars in Aries retrograde isn't really going to let us speed very fast right now. And you could even find yourself driving behind slower vehicles, or walking behind someone slow in the store, or doing something that prevents you physically from moving too fast. That could be one of the comical ways that this energy shows up as a reminder that we can't push forward in September. And that is, in fact, one of the gifts of this month. Now, the month began with that very powerful Pisces full moon, and a lot of those aspects in that chart continue over the next few days. So specifically, on September 2nd, Venus in Cancer is opposing Saturn retrograde in Capricorn at 25 degrees, as well as the Sun in Virgo is trining Uranus retrograde in Taurus at 10 degrees. And this is an interesting dynamic where, again, you could feel really inspired, really energized, really aware of something new that you want to do, that you're ready to follow. And then Mercury in Virgo is trining Saturn retrograde in Capricorn on September 3rd. And this is where the path ahead is clearer. The steps, the process, the pieces connect when that Mercury in Virgo connects with Saturn in Capricorn. Great time for commitments, for projects, for anything you want to work on. It could be a very productive day. Then September 4th, we have another active day with Mercury and Venus interacting with Mars in Aries. So here we have the three personal planets. Venus is in Cancer, Mercury in Virgo, Mars in Aries. They're all doing a dance together. There's something that's being figured out on September 4th. There's something within relationships, but also within yourself, that's moving and it's shifting, and it's sort of like shifting gears, and it could feel a little sloppy at times, like it doesn't have that smooth transition. But there's something being reworked here that is going to be more noticeable in September. So I feel like these days after the Pisces full moon, there's still energy that's very alive and it's coming up to your awareness. There's things that are like bubbling up or showing up to give you some new insights and things to consider that, again, you didn't see before. Now on September 5th, Mercury enters Libra. On September 6th, Venus enters Leo. Now throughout the month of September, Mercury and Venus are in a sextile. And this means they're having a really good conversation. Now, if you're in my September 2020 astrology webinar, I go through all of this even more. And it's really important to see what's coming up for you specifically in the month. So that's why I do those webinars, is so that you can apply it to your natal chart. And again, you can use coupon code Virgo to get it for $11. The link is below this podcast. But I want to mention that because astrology comes alive when you see how the current energies are showing up in your chart, and that's how you really dig into what is happening for you more personally. So this Mercury in Libra and Venus in Leo are having a wonderful conversation throughout the whole month, and that's a great gift. That's a great time of things moving forward. These conversations, this understanding of what you want, what's possible. It supports relationship development. It supports anything that matters to you and being able to talk about it and share it with others. So make the most of what Mercury in Libra is going to bring up for you. And it could be that as of September 5th, if you feel more chatty, if you want to talk to more people, if you're just feeling more social, you're going to hear yourself say something that you didn't realize you were thinking. And that can be one of the gifts of Mercury in Libra, where you say it, someone hears what you say, and then they repeat it back to you, or they ask you a question, and you're all of a sudden realizing something that's important to you that you didn't tap into before or you weren't aware of. So there's support for these conversations. There's support for engaging with people and being open to what you say and what that means for you. And it's interesting because Mercury in Libra is ruled by Venus. And so Venus is in Leo, where she is more confident. She is clearer. She is aware of what she wants. She knows what's in her heart. She is more expressive. She has a sense of, this is what I want to put my time and energy towards. She feels good about who she is. And there's a strengthening here of this Venus energy, a strengthening of the feminine, a strengthening of what she wants, what she believes she's worthy of. And as she is the ruler of Mercury in Libra, there's something that opens up or shifts in the heart space about something, someone that you are ready to connect with in a new way. And so this could be a friend, this could be a family member, this could be anyone in your life, it could be a sibling, a coworker, a boss. But I feel like there is a new confidence emerging in relationships that strengthens where there was uncertainty, that strengthens and again provides clarity about what this relationship is or what this connection is. And there's something about it that feels very strong. Mercury in Libra, Libra being a masculine energy, Venus in Leo, Leo being a masculine energy. There's this understanding of what you want or what you need and how to offer or share that with others in these partnerships, relationships, anything where you're cooperating with others. So this can be a good time for those kinds of partnerships to develop and emerge. And in fact, it also plays into that building energy throughout September, where the sun in Virgo is going to start making connections to the outer planets. When the sun connects with Jupiter at 17 degrees of Capricorn, and Jupiter is retrograde, that will be at September 9th, there is an opening here around a possibility. There is something that is supportive, that's easier. I feel it as an opening energy. And then the sun in Virgo continues on, and it's going to oppose Neptune, and then it will make connections to Saturn and Pluto later on next week. And what's happening is that the sun in Virgo is bringing together solutions, and it's showing you something that you didn't see before. It's bringing in the particulars, how to do it, how to solve a problem, how to move through a process, how to take next step. Remember, how is a Virgo word. And I mentioned in last week's show how Virgo is actually a great verb, because you're going to be able to Virgo a solution, Virgo a situation, Virgo something in your home. Virgo season is when we Virgo our life. We improve it. We heal. We understand something. We move through it. Virgo is about the body and the mind working together. And so that's also where you could feel your energy strongly right now, is that as active as the mind might be in figuring something out and being analytical, the body also needs your care. The body's energy streams can feel more alive right now, and you could be drawn to different types of physical support modalities that help move energy through you. Something new that you try, something interesting that you wanted to check out. There could be a desire to learn how something works. It's about that relationship between the mind and the body that is really strongly emphasized right now. And I feel like there is even a calming influence that comes in with this Virgo energy. And the calming is healing. It's about where we can soften and release where we've been perhaps tight, if there's been inflammation, if there has been something excessive or it's been overdone. The Virgo energy refines, and it allows us to find a new way to see or work with a message from the body. Virgo also rules the digestive tract and the stomach. It rules how we process energy through our body. And so this could also show up as a message that it's time to make a change in your lifestyle, in your health, in what you eat. It could also show you some new solutions to work with certain minerals or herbs, essential oils, flower essences, vitamins, supplements, anything that supports the body's optimum health. The optimum process of moving energy through you is really important right now. And I feel like it relates to a deeper reprogramming of what our energy systems need, especially after the events of 2020, but also going into a new way of living in this decade, and how our bodies need time to adjust, and again, to recalibrate or to get into a new way of being that is supportive with these new energies. The new light codes, the new neutrinos from the sun, things that are coming in are affecting us more deeply than ever before. And it's related to how the Earth's shields, the energy shields around the Earth, are shifting as well. And we're bringing in or allowing in more of these, I'm hearing them called solar nutrients that support the body's functioning and support how we can work with our bodies in new ways. And this would also be a nice correlation to the planets in Aries. So Virgo is typically ruled by Mercury. That's been its long association for a number of years. However, many astrologers, including myself, see how Virgo is strongly correlated to Chiron, and how Chiron, being the wounded healer, shows us what can be improved, what needs to be fixed, how to move through a process for more healing and for greater health. And so this energy of Virgo being ruled by Chiron, well, Chiron is in Aries right now, and Mars is retrograde in Aries. Aries is also about the body. So there's a strong focus on our physical selves and what we need to tune into right now that is going to help us in ways that we can't quite see yet. And Chiron is associated with alternative healing methods, and what is natural, what perhaps is something that you are looking for or that would support you outside of the mainstream. And I feel like we're really opening up to some very cool healing potentials that are going to come in over the next 5, 7, 10 years that show us how to work with the earth in a whole new way. And now they're showing me like the nutrients in the earth, such as dirt, such as soil, such as what is in the earth as a resource for the body that isn't used yet. And I don't know what that means. I'm just trusting that. So again, there's something here where we're opening up to more alternative healing methods, and we're being asked to slow down and to listen to the body, to listen to the messages that are coming through, and to actually embark on a daily conversation with the body and its energy systems. So a lot is happening in this first week of September, and our physical selves are feeling it. Keep in mind, you could even be tired. You could be requiring more downtime, rest, and sleep because of these energies that are coming in. And it could be that part of what you're being asked to do is to look at where you haven't released control, because I'm getting that image of not grasping too tightly to the handlebars. It creates a strain. It creates a tension when you hold onto something so tightly. So if you loosen it just a little bit, it will actually give a signal to your body that it's okay to hold on, but you don't have to tightly grasp to the point of creating additional stress or tension. Sometimes we just have to let things play out, and we don't have to figure it all out right now. So on that note, I'm going to switch gears here. I'm going to take a quick break to ground myself, and then I'm going to share with you some of these channeled messages that have been coming through around energies that we've unconsciously been carrying for lifetimes that can show up through addictions and addiction behaviors. So just a moment. Okay, I had to wait for the energy to shift, and it did. So the theme of addiction came up last week when I mentioned to you the unexpected passing of my first boyfriend. And I really appreciate all of your kind words and thoughts on YouTube, and also the messages that you sent me about how addiction either has shown up for you on your own journey or someone you love. And this is a complex topic. I am in no way a specialist. I am not giving medical advice. I am not giving you anything professional to follow. Rather, what I'm sharing are just the visuals around the energetics that have been coming through. And the message I received was to just share with you some visuals for you to sit with, because there's something about planting these seeds for yourself or for your own journey that could help calm or untangle something that you didn't know was maybe tight or that you were carrying. And this can not only be for yourself, but it could be for a loved one. It could be for a child, for a parent, a sibling, a partner, anyone in your life. This could help in some manner. So that is certainly my intention. And please know that there is professional help, and that professional support is very much needed for this issue and this topic. So what I was being shown was more of the soul's journey around energies, and how an addiction can be a manifestation of energies from a soul's whole journey, or from unresolved trauma, unhealed parts of the self. It could be where there is this accumulation of energy that has traveled with you, with your energy body, for lifetimes, and it's been unresolved. And so it manifests in the physical world as an addiction. And this can be any type of addiction, be it alcohol, drugs, sex, work, money, or anything else that forms that addictive behavior. And so how it was shown to me was essentially a collection or gathering of dots. So imagine seeing 60 dots all hovered together, all locked in to the same energy space together. And they're very tightly bound and tightly connected. And these 60 dots are where the energy has not been opened up or released. It's a collection of energies in the now that are accumulated, have accumulated together out of any number of reasons, out of safety, out of fear, out of a need, out of something. And so this collection of dots was then shown to me as cells in the body, and how it's part of a reprogramming that has occurred at a biological level that the soul has carried forth through energy streams that is looking to be resolved at a higher level of consciousness. And so it's an accumulation of energies that have experienced something that grouped them together, again, out of trauma, out of fear, out of something that was really painful. And what happened was there was an unconscious transference of power where something happened at a cellular level and an energetic level where there was power given to that gathering of cells, the 60 cells, let's say, it's probably more like 6 billion, but that cluster of cells received a consciousness of power that then became a belief system that then affected the chemistry of the energy system, like the chemistry of the brain, the chemistry of the body. Something shifted. It's that transference of power that is the energy movement that's unconscious. So then it was a belief system that this part of one's energy body had more power, and there was something around that. Again, I'm seeing this cluster of cells that gained in strength because of that transference of power. Now, I realize there could be multiple ways this shows up, this unfolds, or this originates. It could originate with a family. It could originate with a family member. It could originate through any number of stories and means throughout one's lifetime, as well as throughout one's soul's journey. So that is something that each person is meant to trust and follow for themselves. That's where you tap into what this could be for you or what that storyline might be. But that's what I'm seeing is this cluster of cells in the energy body that gained a sense of power that became a belief system that was unconsciously ingrained within the being's energy body that created the manifestation of an addiction. Again, I am not a professional, and please, you know, if this resonates with you, that's great. And if it doesn't, that's fine. But what I feel around this is that because everything is energy, it can help to understand perhaps what is energetically occurring. And so what they were showing to me is that this cluster of cells that experienced a sense of power didn't want to release that power, didn't want to release that hold or that grip on where it felt strong. And so they then showed me this image that is really quite beautiful of a child who's going to the front door of a house, knocking on that door and asking to have its toys back. And this child feels so pure and innocent and loving. And it goes to the house and it's like, oh, I forgot my toys. Can I, you know, have them back and take them home with me? And whomever is in that house denies the child's request and says, no, you can't have this back. No, you can't have this returned to you. No, this is ours now. So the child leaves feeling defeated, feeling hurt, feeling sad. Then the child grows up 2 years, 3 years, comes back to that house and again makes the same request. Can I have my toys back? Can I have my belongings back that I left here? And again receives the same response. No, you can't have this back. We're not letting you have access to this. You may not. And is denied again. And then it occurs over and over again, that same soul goes back to get its energy back, to get its power back. And as it progresses through this experience of being denied, that's where the anger shows up. That's where the pain shows up. That's where the strong reactions show up. That's where more energy shows up because of that denial of what is yours, of what is energetically yours and not getting it back. And so what it feels like is that part of these addiction patterns is, and this brings a tear to my eye, it's the innocence of the soul saying, can I have my power back? I don't want to give my power to this thing. I don't want this house to have my toys or my belongings or my energies anymore. And as the soul starts to experience this rejection of its own power, it starts to use different means, whatever it can, get its energy back. So there's something about the soul's intention to heal that is often present in addictive behaviors. Because at the level of consciousness on the planet, at the level of energy that's here, there are many people who are aware. They've been through the struggle. You've been through the pain. You've been through probably some really big things in your life that felt horrible or awful or just took you away from something that you are. And I'm feeling like this energy of wanting your power back, wanting your energy back, is from a very pure, clean, innocent place that's been overlooked because it's created the perception that your power and what you want is not in your control. And that's basically what this denial experience is of going to that house and wanting what's yours to be returned to you and being told no. You can't have your power back. And then it creates this cycle of energy. And that cycle of energy shows up as that addiction, as that unconscious need, as that obsession, as that part of you that keeps going back to claim what's rightfully yours. And it's that cycle of energy, again, it can be in this lifetime, it can be through many lifetimes, that is showing what is unhealed, what hasn't been accepted, what hasn't been loved, what hasn't been understood. And it results in this, it's like these waves of helplessness, depression, discouragement, overwhelm. And it all connects to this powerlessness, which has now formed as a belief system because of the transference of power outside of oneself. And so again, I'm just trusting these messages and I hope it's making sense that there was something that shifted the power to outside oneself. And part of what they're showing me as balancing the energies is looking at the power you have that can never be outside of yourself, that can never live outside of you, that can never even possibly leave you. And what is happening or what is possible to happen is that this perception of the transference of power can be reprogrammed in the brain. But it's at like a primal level. And this is where obviously support, energy healing, energy work, professional help, professional support can happen. This is also where there has to be a willingness and a desire to experience that type of healing. And so they're showing me that part of what happens during a healing, and this is a visual I meant to offer, is that those clusters of dots or those clusters of cells, because they're so tightly bound to each other, they need fresh energy to separate them. It's a bit like bringing in fresh air to a duffy environment, and the energy, it's meant to break up that cluster of cells. Again, this can be a visual you practice or just trust whatever comes up for you. Trust however you see it. Trust your own process. But what they're saying and showing me is how this cell, it's like the cellular gang or cluster, this accumulation of energy needs to be dispersed. And it gets dispersed through fresh air and spacing out or pulling apart those cells, pulling them apart so they're not all tightly bound to each other. And then it starts to become a new constellation, and it's a cellular constellation. Instead of all the energy being together, it separates out and it loosens and calms and softens and releases. And it's like every cell then separates to form a new energy constellation, a new cellular constellation. And then that's where the transference of power dissolves. Almost like the power was in the collective cells. And when those move away and get separated out, then there is no accumulation of energy at that point. There's new breathing room, literally, and the energy moves away. And again, it loosens up that focal point of power, or that focal point of a very strong, powerful energy. And that is what I'm supposed to leave you with for now. If this resonates, if this helps, if this gives you something to think about in terms of the energetics that may be at play here. And only you can do this for yourself. So if you have a loved one, okay, interesting. If you have a loved one who is moving through an addiction or something very intense that's overpowering them and their world in some way, you don't have control over their soul's journey. You do not have control over their free will. And you also don't have responsibility for it. And so you can love them and care about them and want to support them and do everything in your power. And that comes from a very loving, clear place. But remember that every being, each of us, has things that we're healing and moving through in this lifetime that no one else has any control over, and no one else has any responsibility over. So it's almost like how you can loosen your own grip on feeling responsible for them, but also loving them. And so what they're showing me is that if you imagine this loved one, this person surrounded by very clear, loving, pure light, that can really help. And if you also imagine anything outside of their aura separating and loosening, again, like it's like pulling things away from that tight cluster, that can be a way to energetically support them, but you can't intrude on their free will. And if you do, then you're setting yourself up for some karma. Then you're setting yourself up for some energetics that'll come back around. So you want to remain in your power. You want to honor their power. And you also can choose to see them as a very powerful soul. Because oftentimes there can be the perception of a victim, right? Oh, this poor person, or they're really struggling, or I really love them. How do I help them? How do I save them? And that can be very loving and kind, but you can shift that to see them as a powerful soul who's choosing some big lessons in this lifetime that you love unconditionally. You will be there for anything that they need. You know that they're going to figure this out. You trust in their process. You trust in their soul's journey. And you put your energy towards those messages. That's how you shift them. You will shift someone through unconditional love. If you really want to know how to work with this for someone else, it's through unconditional love. There's really no other power or force that's stronger. And that in turn is how their journey is helping you grow, is helping you step into your power and helping you ascend to a higher place. It's always unconditional love, which is then where we see our unconscious conditions that we place on people, where you can say, oh, well, if you do this, then the problem will be solved. Or, oh, if you go to this clinic or this rehab, or if you do this step, then it will solve the problem. And yes, all of that can be true. But also look at how you can unconditionally love and accept them, as well as unconditionally love and accept yourself. And that's how both grow and both begin to thrive. And also they're showing me that's how the separation of the cells occur. That's when the cells start to release their bond because they feel loved and they feel safe and they feel like they can be on their own. So these energetics make sense, and I really hope that this information supports you or just gives you a visual in how these things can be moved through or worked with consciously. And perhaps this will start to open you up to some new healing, and new insights that are perfect for you and for your own journey. And I'll be back on September 14th to talk about more of this and to look at how these energies can show up in the natal Pluto, as well as Scorpio, Pisces, 8th house, 12th house, and Neptune energies, just to name a few. So on that note, thank you so much for joining me today, as I did things a little differently, but I really hope this was beneficial and helps you right now as I move into this first week of September. And remember, you can still purchase this September 2020 Soul Growth Astrology webinar, which has 6 videos this month, 6, because I also give you more specifics on this Mars retrograde energy. So use coupon code Virgo. You get all 6 webinars for $11. And I hope that it really helps you with your own energies and what you're ready to manifest in the month ahead. So I'll be back next Wednesday and we will continue on our journey. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate your time, energy, and presence. And as always, you can find out more about me over at mollymccord.online or consciouscoolchic.com. I'm also on Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook. Thank you so much, and I will see you soon.